This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And Amy, more on the potential departure of Celtic's manager perhaps today.
Indeed, Graham, the wait is on to see if Ange Postecoglou will leave Glasgow for the English Premier League and become Tottenham Hotspur's new manager, or more likely, when he'll depart. The Australian wouldn't be drawn on the move after leading the side to a domestic treble with their Scottish Cup win over Inverness at the weekend. The London club also refusing to comment, but BBC Sport understand the move is likely with talks anticipated in the coming days. I'm joined now by Chris Cowan, the host of the Spurs Chat podcast. Good afternoon to you, Chris. Would you be on board with this appointment?
Good afternoon, Amy. Hope you're well. Yes, I am, actually. We've had a couple of win-now managers since Mauricio Pochettino was sacked in 2019. That hasn't quite worked out. It's been difficult for all of us Tottenham Hotspur fans, and we want to be entertained. And Postecoglou is an entertainer. He provides entertaining football, and he has achieved a lot during his career, although it hasn't been in the top European leagues. And I think that that is what the worry is amongst Tottenham fans. But you can look at it two different ways. It could be an underwhelming appointment, an unknown manager in the top European leagues. Spurs expect, or a lot of Spurs fans expected a big name, someone like Pochettino, Enrique, Julian Nagelsmann to the job. But it is now, we've got to do something different as a football club. The more research I do on Postecoglou, the more impressed I am becoming. We certainly need entertaining football. We need a no-nonsense manager who is going to get the best out of players, drive this club forward again, have some ambition, and get us back to where we need to be, European football, and back into the top four. But one thing that does really excite me about Postecoglou is the exciting, attractive football.
Yeah, you touched on plenty of points there, but there does seem to be this scepticism from some areas of the support. We've seen that online. You know, some have gone as far as to protest a potential appointment, I guess, as you say, because he's not this big name in Europe. We saw that with Celtic, and he certainly won over the fans in Scotland here. But from a Scottish perspective, there does seem to be that perceived snobbery, if you will, from the Premier League fans about our game here. Could that all be at play with the Tottenham support?
Absolutely. I think there is a lot of snobbery, actually. But when you look at his career, 57 years old, he's achieved an awful lot. Won things in Australia, Japan, Scotland. When you look at those countries, they are probably looked upon as easy places to win. It is going to be a huge job. But let's face it, it's going to be a huge job for anybody coming in. As I mentioned, world-class managers, Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte, come to Tottenham. Everyone expected trophies and success and good entertaining football. They delivered none of that. It is time that someone like Postecoglou probably was given a chance in the big time, and hopefully he can bring the entertaining football that he has brought to Celtic, because I've read many articles, done a lot of research on him. And 2 years ago, as you rightly said, Celtic fans, other fans were laughing at the appointment. And now Celtic fans are extremely disappointed and upset that he's going to be leaving the football club to come to Tottenham. So let's hope that he can bring that entertaining style and that winning mentality to Tottenham, because we certainly need it at the moment.
Yeah, it sounds like you're very much on board. But the managerial situation, as you say, at Spurs has been rocky. What do the supporters as a whole, what do people want of the new manager? Taking aside Ange Postecoglou out of it, what is it they're looking for to fit the bill and to take them back to Europe?
Well, a lot of the fan base actually is very mixed. Everyone has a lot of mixed feelings, different opinions. It's a very unhappy fan base right now because, of course, in recent history, we've gone around in circles since Pochettino was fired. It is all about how we do things as a football club, and I certainly believe that we need to do things differently, a lot differently to what we've done before. Hopefully, Postecoglou will get the time. He needs patience, you know, because we need to go through a huge, huge rebuild this summer. As I said, whoever comes into the job, you know, they've got a huge job on their hands because players need to be moved on. We've got 11 loan players coming back. You know, we've got Harry Kane to keep. The club needs to get back into European football. There are so many things to sort. And surprisingly, we haven't appointed a director of football. So this does come to a surprise to most Spurs fans because it had been rumoured a lot of times in the media that Spurs wanted to go down the route of appointing a director of football first before appointing a head coach. So this does come as a little bit of a surprise. But whatever happens at the football club, we need to go forward because, you know, 4 years ago we were in a Champions League final. We've been playing Champions League football on a regular basis. We've had European football for the last 13 years, and now we don't have any European football for next season. So a lot needs to change at board level. A lot needs to change on the pitch, but hopefully we can go forward with the next manager.
And a rebuild like he's done at Celtic would be popular then?
Absolutely. There's so many players that need to go out, but he needs to bring in his own players as well, you know, players who are going to deliver, because let's face it, we've not had success at the football club for so long, 15 long years without a trophy. And I just hope that Postecoglou is going to come in, get off to a winning start, you know, perhaps turn some of those doubters into, you know, real fans of him, like he's done at Celtic, and hopefully he will be a success.
Thank you very much. That's Chris Cowan, host of the Spurs Chat podcast, talking about the potential move of Ange Postecoglou to be their new manager.
Amy, thanks so much. Yes, if that does happen today, keep listening to BBC Radio Scotland. We'll bring you it when it does.
Now, Kylie...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.